Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, Talk of the Town. And we're talking with Christina Liu, the Project Independence and You radio show producer and also a major producer over at the Department of Services for the Aging for the Town of North Hempstead, and co-host Otto Loos. Otto, you've been the co-host of Project Independence and You since one of the co-hosts probably since the inception of Project Independence and You, and certainly going back since the start of the pandemic. It's hard to believe we're coming up close to a year.
Zooming.
Who knew?
I know. It's where we become pros at the Zoom world. But before the break, we were talking about scams. And obviously, unfortunately, when something new is on the market, that's a new thing too. So we really want to be on top of that as well, because I think especially too, they're preying upon people's, as we were talking, just their panic and their fear about this. And that's when scammers, that's their favorite, you know, time to swoop in. So I found in the paper for the program we're going to be doing, it's called Hot Tips on the Most Current Fraud and Scams. And this is going to be on Thursday, February 4th from 2 to 3 p.m. via Zoom. So if you call 311 or 869-6311, you will get the Zoom link. But here they're going to talk about just all kinds of scams tied into COVID, especially, you know, with the vaccines and also with the government impact checks, which are the stimulus checks. They'll mention that as well and more, and just really ways to who's being targeted, how to protect yourself. And there'll be some question and answers. And it's with the fabulous Amanda Cristal, who actually she's from Family and Children Association, and she was on our radio program a couple of months back, and she's been a great partner and is giving us constant information and updates upon this. So just some quick tips. I'm certainly not an expert in this, but just some quick tips that are being publicized about this. Obviously, we all know it's available in limited quantities, and you really need to turn to your doctor or someone that is in the know, you know, about where it's offered, because the people were kind of offering things that it's not at certain places, and they're giving money and it's creating a whole mess. So you should not obviously buy anything. It sounds logical, but you know, sometimes these things happen. You should not buy any kind of coronavirus vaccine or treatment on the internet or from an online pharmacy. Doses of the vaccine that were purchased in the US with taxpayer dollars will be provided to patients at no cost. So that is important to notice. So if someone is telling you to pay out of pocket for something or to pay out of pocket to get ahead of the line, obviously that's a no-go. So do not do that. They're also using telemarketing calls, text messages, social media platforms, even door-to-door visits. So do not respond to any of these calls or whatnot.
At this point, this is like the famous, you know, scam kind of statement. We say, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. Any promises with this vaccine that are either going to get you in sooner, get you ahead in the line, mail order, door knocking, it's just not legitimate.
Yeah, it's just, and it's hard. Like I said, I, you know, this is something that, and this is for all scams in general, you know, a lot of times people are, you know, preyed upon. Like I said, it's your fear, it's your worry, and that's what they go after, because that's when you're in an emotional state and you're going to do impulsive things. You know, I look at that all the time, because so many people, even on Project Independence groups or on the radio show, we've had these talks, and they're like, how could someone fall for that? You know, like what's wrong? But I think it too, it's I've seen people, you know, who have said, you know, I was this close to falling for it, because you're not thinking clearly, and you're just caught up in the emotional state of things. So it's certainly important with this. And I think the best thing is always to be inquisitive, you know, and to ask these questions and to say, you know what, I'm going to call you back, and don't, you know, and then you kind of do your research or call the number you know is legitimate or whatever it might be. I think that's always the safest thing. And especially, listen, if I laugh with Jay, because there's even legitimate places now that, you know, we'll have a knock on the door. And I'm like, did everyone forget we were in a pandemic? Like, maybe right. it's not the best mode anyway to be, you know, knocking on someone's door. Certainly. So these are things, and it's okay to say that. I don't want anyone to ever feel pressured. And like I said, it's for this scam. It's for anything to not sit there and feel pressured. And it's unfortunate because a lot of our praying,
like you were saying, that word praying, they're praying on your emotions.
Yeah.
So they're counting on the fact that you're, you know, emotionally where, you know, everyone wants this vaccine. Everyone wants this vaccine and they know it, you know, the scammers know it. So they're just coming up whatever they can. And anything, you know, a new thing will happen tomorrow. So just be aware. Just
absolutely.
Be aware.
And so please, and I want to encourage people also, you know, we've learned of a lot of scams that were going on through our Project Independence members
right.
who have, you know, someone's reached out to them and tried the scam on them or they knew found out from a friend. So we share that, you know, amongst ourselves, we share that within advisory committees. So I want to encourage people to always call 311 and let us know, because like Rebecca just said, unfortunately, you know, while we're just talking right now, there's probably a bazillion other scams going on, you know, on the side. So we're just trying to educate people as best as possible, because unfortunately it's a rapidly changing game. And like I said, as this changes,
People should keep in mind that they're going to sound like very nice people. They're smooth and that's what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how they make a living. So they're going to sound like legitimate people because they're con artists, and don't bite.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's always best to just say, you know, I will think about it. I will call you back, you know.
Right. Simple as that.
It's really just the basic.
Let me call you back. And, you know, if they rush you to make a quick decision, you know, it's definitely a scam because, you know, you're not going to get a legitimate number to call back. And what you should do is call the police. You can call Project Independence. You can, you know, call a friend just and run it by someone if, you know. If you're not sure.
And I, you know, I have to laugh because I'm not sure if it's a scam or some kind of phishing scheme or whatever it is, but I get more phone calls per day on my home phone and on my cell phone about my limited car warranty.
Oh, every day.
I don't know. I'm actually curious one day to actually really just find out like exactly like why that is just the hottest thing. The hottest call. I can't even tell you like clockwork.
Right.
Twice a day at on the low end.
And it's from familiar phone numbers.
Right.
So it's like maybe your last phone call came from Floral Park.
Yep.
And then boom, this call is coming from Floral Park. So you're more apt to wait a minute. It looks like a familiar number.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't have to worry though, because they always say that this is the last notice you're going to get. They're going to be close the file. Right? They're going to close the file. So I say, wow, great. Then 2 hours later, the file is open again.
Right.
I have to say, they call me at like late hours sometimes, you know, and I'm like startled because we're in this world of, you know, things are kind of chaotic. So of course, every time my phone rings, I'm like jumping like some, you know, fire is about to go off.
You know? I just leased a new car and, you know, they're trying to sell you warranties. And I'm like, you know what? I think I've got about 80 warranties out there right now. So they're not all expired. So let's just wait.
I wonder what kind of success rate they have.
I just said the same thing to my husband the other day. I said, that's something I would just really like to know, you know, how that, like if someone's really like, you know, let's talk about this. So I don't know. And like I said, I'm not sure if it's a scam or a phishing scam or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but that is something that is very prevalent in my current.
Yeah, that's the hot one. That's the car warranty. It used to be the cruise.
Yes, I get that occasionally. I'm still winning something, you know, in the middle of a pandemic all the time, you know, to go trip somewhere. So, you know, and it's sad because sometimes I'm going to listen to this through and, you know, just envision what life could be. But that is certainly one that I'm still getting. So, like I said, I want everyone to be on top of it. I encourage everyone to please sign up for the February 4th Project Independence program about scams, because it's really, really informative. And like I said, by then there'll probably be something new, but, you know, involved in that. So call 311 or 869-6311 for that information. I just also want to, we have some really interesting guests that are going to be coming up within January. We have on next week Oscar Mischelin, who is a lawyer. He does amazing work, and he's actually going to talk about the fight to reverse wrongful convictions, which I think is so incredibly amazing. And he's dedicated a huge part of his career to do this. So that should be really interesting. And then we have on Matt Castillo, who is a martial arts instructor. He's going to talk about how to get in shape physically and mentally for 2021. Which I think we all could, you know, get a good little reminder on with that. So that's what's coming up just in January. And obviously February, we have a whole a host of exciting things too. So please stay tuned. And also I want to tell people that you are able to listen to us so many different ways now. That is the beautiful thing about this Zoom platform that has come. You could listen to us obviously live, which we absolutely love, you know, or you could watch us. Our video is usually about a week later. It's on the Project Independence website. It's also on the WCWP YouTube page. And it's also on North Hempstead TV. So we are just everywhere. And I just want to encourage people to tune in. And if you had missed something or, you know, there's something you're curious to wonder if we've ever talked about it, you could just go on our Project Independence website, which has recently been beautifully updated, I must say.
North Shore TV too, by the way.
Yes, that's right, on North Shore TV as well. You know, which is it's exciting and it's really great information. And especially during this time, we've had a lot of topics, and it's good information, not just for seniors. And we talk about that a lot. You know, that's what's very exciting about kind of where our evolution has taken place. I mean, look at our previous earlier segment. You know, about you know, fire safety, something like that. That is for everyone, you know, all of our other shows, everything, you know, with caregivers, that is for something. There's something for everyone in February.
And what's nice too, Kay, Christina, is that it's not just about, you know, what they're doing, what brought them to us, mm-hmm. you know, what brought this man to us about his career, but it's also about the fact that I want to say maybe 70 to 75% of the guests mm-hmm. are also North Hempstead residents. Mm-hmm. So you have this richness right in North Hempstead.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Residents and careers and, you know, it's just fascinating. And
absolutely.
You hear about their careers and you're also, and some are seniors and some aren't. And, you know, it's just very interesting. So I know Christina's always looking for guests. So, you know, if you're a resident or not a resident, but, you know, you have amazing. Something interesting and a theme.
Absolutely.
That would be great for the radio show. So we are going to take our final break. We're heading toward our final segment of today's show that just blew by. So please stay tuned. We will be right back with Project Independence and You, Talk of the Town. Mm-hmm.